What about tolerability issues
right.
and complications?
Yeah, so there are a couple significant side effects to idelalisib. First one is that you do get a transaminitis, which generally occurs week 4 to 8 on therapy. Generally, you stop the drug, it resolves. Patients are asymptomatic the whole time. You can often restart at the same dose and not have it recur, or you can start at a lower dose. Even if it recurs again, you can sometimes go back and dose reduce, and most patients can stay on drug despite the transaminitis. So that happens relatively early. So the transaminitis, it depends what patient population you look in, but the grade 3-4 rate in the relapsed refractory CLL is probably 10-15%. Now, pneumonitis that's drug-related is probably a couple percent in the relapsed refractory population. So this requires a high index of suspicion when you're evaluating a patient for infection. Then it turns out that, say, a pattern on CT looks more like drug and potentially treat with steroids once you've ruled out infection. That can happen any time, in my experience, early or extending later. And then the colitis, which is inflammatory, similar to the pneumonitis, and possibly the hepatitis as well, although that hasn't been well characterized yet, occurs later at a median of about 5 to 7 months and can be quite severe.
What do you do about it?
So we can use budesonide. Turns out, typically initially used prednisone, held drugs, started prednisone, patients got better. About 50% of patients can potentially end up restarting and staying on drug after an incident of the colitis. But a lot of times what we do is use budesonide as well as dose reduction of the drug and then taper the budesonide off over time.
And have you observed that yourself clinically, either
yes.
the pneumonitis and the colitis?
Yes, both.
Any patients you've had where, you know, they've died or you've had serious complications in that regard, or usually they're manageable?
No, my patients have all been manageable.
And when you use the drug in CL, do you use it with rituximab?
So I typically don't, despite its approval.
Why not, Jennifer? I mean, the combination should give you better results, and the approval is with the combination.
In the relapsed refractory setting, I just don't think the rituximab adds very much. I'd be much more inclined to, so there's ongoing registration trial in combination with ofatumumab and then also with BR. I'd be much more inclined to add ofatumumab when that becomes an approved regimen, but I just haven't felt that the rituximab in a relapsed refractory CLL patient adds that much. Most of them have had many lines of rituximab, including quite recently just before as well.